Also this week, researchers at Cambridge University have developed a new insect repellent coating, which could help to reduce the threat of cockroaches. Now, for many of us, insects are just kind of a bit of a pest. They get in your picnic. But insect infestations are responsible for billions of pounds worth of damage across the globe every year. Now, we're joined by Jan Henning Dirks from Cambridge University. So tell me a bit about what the problem is with insects and then how you've tried to counteract this.
Well, yeah, well, the problem with insects is that they amazingly well stick to all kinds of surfaces. If you look around, you see them basically clinging to the mirror, clinging to the window, holding on to everything and holding on very, very tight. And so for us, this is a more scientific problem of to understand how this actually works. So at the Insect Biomechanics Workgroup here in Cambridge, we were trying to figure out what makes insects so incredibly good in sticking to different kinds of surfaces. And whilst we were exploring this, we found a surface that can help you prevent your house and your belongings and probably even your lab from crawling insects.
So how does this surface work? Because we have, you know, non-slip surfaces, things like PTFE that we cover non-stick pans with. But why is your surface different? How does it work?
Well, our surface is completely different to all other insect repellents that you know. Because if you look around you, all insects that you can see, they have sweaty feet, actually. So they have...
Nice.
They do, yes. And you can even write your PhD about it. And so this foot sweat that they have, that helps them to stick to surfaces. And our technology does something very new. It basically tricks the insect's feet. It makes them lubricate their own feet. Other repellents that you see, they work like they are sticky themselves. So, you know, these fly tapes that capture flies, or some people who keep insects at home, they know that they have these surfaces that erode and make the feet dirty. But our technology is like a selective sponge. It removes something from the insect's adhesive fluid, and what's left over makes the insect's feet slip.
So instead of having sort of a sticky glue that they're sticking out the wall with, suddenly they're going woo and sliding off.
It's very similar. So they don't really have a sticky substance at first. It's more like ketchup or custard. It's one part of it is oil and the other part is water. And together it works very similar to ketchup. But if we remove the water, that's what our surface does, then what's left over is the oil, and that makes the insect slip.
And tell me a bit more about the surface. I mean, what sort of things could we coat with it? Is it very pliable?
So that's what we're exploring right now. So in theory, you can apply the surface to very, very many kinds of different substances. So now, right now we're exploring, and that's why we're looking for a commercial partner to make this really available for everyone so they can coat whatever they want with it and make insects slip from the barbecue or from where they don't want insects to be.
Fantastic. Well, I'm looking forward to a non-insect, non-stick picnic hamper. That would be fantastic. That's Jan Henning Dirks from Cambridge University.
Read the references and find out the facts. All our programmes are archived in text and audio on our website at nakedscientists.com.